Here's a thought about Henri the Painter. Who? Well, I'm rereading John Steinbeck's Cannery Row. It's a fascinating book. I've read it many times. I love it. I periodically go back to it. But here's a passage about Henri the Painter that I think strikes sometimes close to home, even here in the photographic world. Let me read this to you, if I may. Henri the Painter was not French, and his name was not Henri. Also, he was not really a painter. Henri had so steeped himself in the stories of the Left Bank in Paris that he lived there, although he'd never been there. Feverishly, he followed in periodicals the Dadaist movements and schisms, the strangely feminine jealousies and religiousness, the obscurantism of forming and breaking schools. Regularly, he revolted against outworn techniques and materials. One season, he threw out perspective. Another year, he abandoned red, even as the mother of purple. Finally, he gave up paint entirely. It's not known whether Henri was a good painter or not, for he threw himself so violently into movements that he had very little time left for painting of any kind. I know a few photographers who are just like this. I would hope that photography for you is about personal expression, about life, about connecting with people. But I know that for some, it's about schools and camps and organizations and my team's better than your team. Oh, Steinbeck got it right.